I was on my best friend's MySpace. We were best friends for 6 years, and I was snooping through her messages because I know she was talking with my ex-husband, and I found some of her talking back about me, and because I divorced my ex-husband, he was jealous because I got remarried and had a baby, so he was wishing death upon my new baby.
Oh, man.
I know. Isn't that messed up?
It's really twisted.
It's really, it's like, how could anybody ever, I don't know.
It's almost like when they go to MySpace and do something like that, and they do it, it's almost like they want you to stumble upon it, you know?
Exactly, I mean,
obviously,
exactly.
It was a plant.
So, we're not best friends no more.
I guess not. Did you retaliate in any way, or did you just, like, that was it, you just cut it off?
I just told her, because I was at her house watching her kid for her.
Oh.
And, yeah, so when she came home from her interview, I told her, I was like, we cannot be friends no more. This is just, it's not cool, and... Yeah,
jeez, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's not the first time I've heard of friendships ending over MySpace. Relationships always have a tough time on MySpace.
Yeah, I mean, because we were best friends for 6 years. I mean, so that's what got me. I was like, damn, thought you were my friend.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Anytime someone curses you and wishes death on your child.
Yeah.
On MySpace. God, man.
Yeah,
that place
I know, because
just twisted.
He was like, oh, her baby's going to die at birth with Down syndrome and shit like that. It's like, whoa, I'm a healthy person. My husband's healthy. Didn't drink and smoke during my pregnancy. I mean,
well, I'm sorry about that.
Baby.
Yeah. Well, just be happy knowing that your brain functions on a certain level and you're not going to be institutionalized in the next couple of years like she probably will. You know, you got that going.
Right.